Late this afternoon, State House members introduced legislation that would help people in remote communities meet their ever-increasing electric costs. APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
In her proclamation calling the current special legislative session, Governor Palin gave lawmakers the opportunity to consider statutory changes to the Power Cost Equalization Program, but she left it up to them to devise their own way of improving the program. The first draft of a power cost equalization rewrite has not yet been scheduled for committee review. It increases the amount of electricity that can be used during the winter from 500 to 700 kilowatt hours per month. During the summer, the covered usage will reduce from 500 to 300 kilowatt hours. Utilities will be reimbursed for the difference between the average of urban rates and either $2 an hour or the actual power cost, whichever is lower. The Regulatory Commission of Alaska will determine those rates. The bill also removes a ban from the PCE program for communities that receive their electric service from hydroelectric facilities. Members quickly point out that changes to the bill are possible as it moves through the House and Senate. The Senate version of the bill will be introduced Thursday and will be referred directly to the Finance Committee, where it will join five other bills on its agenda for the special session. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.